but movie stars and football heroes, what have they got to be unhappy about? Yeah. So they turn to the bartender, Sam, what do you think? What's the key that unlocks that door? Sam don't say nothing, just wipes off the bar, and he pours them a cup of more. Cause the secret of a life is in Sam's martinis. The secret of a life is in Marilyn's eyes. The secret of a life is in Monday Night Football. Rolling Stones records, Mom's apple eyes. Sam looks up from his Sunday paper, says, boys, you're on the wrong track. The secret of life is there ain't no secret, and you don't get your money back. Hey, the secret of life is getting up early. The secret of life is staying up late. The secret of life is to try not to hurry, but don't wait. Sitting round drinking down at the Starlight Bar. One of them says, you know, I've been thinking. Other one says, that'll get you too far. That won't get you too far.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A busy day in two of former President Trump's cases. First, an appellate court lowering the bond Trump has to pay in his state civil fraud case from $464 million to $175 million. The due date extended by 10 days. Trump reacting.
So I greatly respect the decision of the appellate division, and I'll post either $175 million in cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary very quickly within the 10 days.
Trump making that statement after sitting in on another New York courtroom where the judge in Trump's hush money case set a trial date of April 15th. The White House says it's disappointed after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled his diplomatic delegation's visit to Washington. Came in protest of the UN Security Council today, adopting a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza for the month of Ramadan, leading to a lasting, sustainable ceasefire. This is ABC News. The Texas statute allowing local police to arrest and detain people suspected of being undocumented migrants is still on hold, awaiting a ruling from a federal appeals court.
Critics of Texas SB 4 say it opens the door to racial profiling and improper arrests. In El Paso County on the U.S.-Mexico border,
our office is very committed to making sure that no one's civil liberties are violated.
District Attorney Bill Hicks,
if we see even the hint of that in a case, we will not prosecute.
He's telling police officers they must actually witness firsthand a person crossing the border illegally in order to make an arrest on the new state trespassing misdemeanor. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The Court of Appeals has not given a timeline for a ruling on SB 4. Those twin lottery jackpots just keep climbing. Nearly $2 billion up for grabs. Tonight's Powerball prize is $800 million. Tomorrow's Mega Millions jackpot, $1.1 billion cash value combined, $910 million. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A mild and rainy day today as high temperatures hit the mid-40s and winds start to get a bit breezy. Light rain ramps up by this evening, bringing around a half an inch to nearly an inch. With heavy downpours possible, as thunderstorms are not out of the question. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 33 at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the effort to recall him is not legitimate.
It's an effort by a few people on the fringe, a very small number from my own district, being reinforced by grifters out of state who were, looks like, associated with the Democratic Party.
That's Voss speaking Sunday on WISN-TV's Up Front. He says signatures on recall petitions were forged. The mother of missing Elijah Vu was back in court. 31-year-old Katrina Bauer pled not guilty in Manitowoc County Court on Friday to multiple charges, including chronic child neglect and obstructing an officer. Prosecutors amended their charges against Bauer to include child neglect involving a 6-year-old child. It's now been over a month since 3-year-old Elijah was last seen. The man that police say was watching the toddler when he went missing, Jesse Vang, will be in court next week for his preliminary hearing. Neither Vang or Bauer has been charged directly in Elijah's disappearance. I'm Raymond Newbert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
They say winning never gets old, but overplaying did for me. Day in, day out, I was always chasing that next big win, desperately trying to win back what I had lost. I kept thinking the next one is the big one. But then my wife gave me the numbers that I needed. The Problem Gambling Helpline was a lifeline, and with help, I got my life back. I learned to manage my impulses and make informed choices. I found more time to do the things I love without having to carry the burden of chance. Now I'm not spending all of my money and my time playing my lucky numbers, hoping for a winning hand or betting on that parlay. So before you place that next bet, remember to bet on yourself, because when you gamble responsibly, everyone's a winner.
If you or someone you know gambles more frequently than planned or has made repeated, unsuccessful attempts to stop gambling, call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. There is hope, there is help, and there is a path to peace of mind. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Napa Certified Gold Car Care Center, Durand, Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Provisions Health of Durand, changing the way you experience health care. Find out more at provisions.health. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand, and Heike Pharmacy, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. One man was arrested after fleeing a Mondovi police officer early Sunday morning. According to Mondovi police, officers clocked 58-year-old Paul Winger traveling 67 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone by Mondovi Dairy Systems. Winger refused to pull over. His vehicle was found abandoned on East Hudson Street. Responding officers, along with Buffalo and Pepin County Sheriff's deputies, set up a perimeter and found Winger. He's been charged with OWI first offense and fleeing an officer. The school district of Mondovi is one of the first school districts in western Wisconsin to buy 5 electric school buses. The Blue Bus Corporation buses are capable of holding 71 passengers. The district had a new charger installed, and the buses were delivered to the district recently. Funding for the buses was made possible by a federal grant. Drivers say the electric buses feel almost the same as driving gasoline-powered buses. Investigators say they believe the cause of a fire at a duplex in La Crosse over the weekend was electrical in nature. Only moderate damage was reported at the duplex. There were no injuries from the fire that broke out Saturday night. Firefighters were able to contain the fire before it spread. It was mostly restricted to the attic of the duplex. The Wisconsin Ethics Commission will refer felony charges against Save America Political Action Committee and a state representative to other counties after 3 cited conflicts of interest. The county prosecutors of Chippewa, Florence, and Langlade will not prosecute claims that an alleged scheme took place between Donald Trump's Save America Political Action Committee, GOP Representative Janelle Branchen, county Republican Party officials, and the campaign committee of Adam Steen. The 2022 election was in hopes of replacing Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The Ethics Committee believes that Trump and Branchen convinced Steen while pressuring him to illegally decertify the 2020 election. A Wisconsin utility is requesting state funding. We Energies has filed a special $25 million request with the State Public Service Commission. A utility spokesperson says We Energies wants to step up clearing branches and trees from around power lines, one of the major causes for outages in winter snowstorms. The Citizens Utility Board, those objecting to the plan, saying We Energy sought to have this sort of funding in its own budget rather than asking the state for money. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
A River Falls man was arrested Saturday after a high-speed pursuit in Buffalo County. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, deputies received several reports of an erratic driver traveling northbound on Highway 35 in the town of Buffalo. When deputies attempted to pull over 30-year-old Brendan Mara of River Falls, he failed to stop and a pursuit began for about 12 miles. Spike strips were used and the pursuit ended on Highway 35 near Twilight Road in the town of Belvedere. Mara's been charged with fleeing an officer, operating while intoxicated, operating after revocation, and other traffic violations. The Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department says a man died while cleaning the city of Blair's water tank. That happened Saturday afternoon when the sheriff's office was called to the water tank where the man was said to be trapped. The man, whose name is not being released, was wearing scuba gear while he cleaned sediment from the tank. Officials say the man had complained to coworkers he was becoming cold but kept working. They believe he became hypothermic and lost the mobility of his hands. They tried pulling him from the tank, but he became tangled in the suction tube and died. A new analysis says the University of Wisconsin-Madison is the most selective college or university in the state. Data for the analysis developed from the Business Journal used figures from the U.S. Department of Education. UW-Madison's acceptance rate last year was just over 49%, while ultimately more than 29% of those accepted enrolled. UW-Madison was followed by UW-La Crosse, the Milwaukee School of Engineering, and UW-Eau Claire in the average rankings for state colleges. A woman charged in connection with the death of two children in a buggy crash in southern Minnesota will make her first appearance in court today. Samantha Peterson will make her initial appearance in Fillmore County Circuit Court today. Peterson is facing 21 charges, including multiple counts of criminal vehicular homicide tied to the September crash. The two other children who were in the buggy were also injured in that crash. Peterson's sister has also been charged after allegedly trying to take the blame for the crash to help her sister avoid arrest. Her first court appearance is set for Thursday. Green Bay Republican U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher announced he would exit Congress next month. The four-term congressman already announced he would not seek re-election in February because he wanted to enter the private sector and spend more time with family. On Friday, he said he would leave on April 19th, leaving House Speaker Mike Johnson with just a one-member majority. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
The Wrecking Ball is coming soon for a beloved bar in La Crosse. At the Board of Public Works meeting today, a contract is expected to be awarded for the Glory Days Bar, which was heavily damaged along with nearby buildings in a fire 2 years ago. Its owners had said that they had hoped to rebuild and reopen the bar, but have been unable to do so. The bar was popular for its collection of Green Bay Packer memorabilia. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A mild and rainy day today as high temperatures hit the mid-40s and winds start to get a bit breezy. Light rain ramps up by this evening, bringing around a half an inch to nearly an inch. With heavy downpours possible, as thunderstorms are not out of the question. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at GrandpasBBQShop.com. It's 33 at our studios.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Second seed Marquette moving into the NCAA Sweet 16 for the first time since 2016 after holding off Colorado 81-77 on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tyler Kolick had 21 points and 11 assists to lead the way.
Yeah, obviously been a long time coming. Even for this group, you know, we feel like it's been a long time coming. That first year didn't go how we wanted. The second year certainly didn't go how we wanted. And then, you know, coming back this year, we had a vengeance. And we, you know, I told the guys before the game, you know, this moment has been in our nightmares, and we're not running from it anymore.
Cam Jones added 18. Marquette advancing to take on North Carolina State on Friday in Dallas. Wisconsin Reserve Connor Esigian announcing Sunday night he plans to enter the transfer portal. He averaged 11.7 points a game as a freshman, but saw that number dip to 3.2 last year. Badgers saw their season end in the opening round of the tournament on Friday night, 72-61 to James Madison. Greg Gard asked right after the loss what the future holds for the roster.
We're 15 minutes after the end of the game, so I mean, I don't know. They don't know. We see the world we're in. We'll have conversations. You know, got a lot of guys, all but Tyler, have an option to come back. You know, and there'll be other options, I'm sure. What other, you know, if guys want to test the waters in the draft or get feedback on that, we haven't had those conversations yet.
NBA Bucks knocked off Oklahoma City 118-93 last night. Giannis had 30 points and 19 rebounds in the win. The Badger women's hockey team down to Ohio State 1-0 in the NCAA title game last year. The Buckeyes returned the favor. They beat the Badgers 1-0 in the championship yesterday. Badger men received a 2 seed in the NCAA men's hockey tournament. They'll take on defending champion Quinnipiac in regional semifinal action on Friday in Providence, Rhode Island. Brewers right-hander Brandon Woodruff says he won't pitch the season while he recovers from surgery to his throwing shoulder. He said he's targeting a 2025 return. And Willie Adames clubbed 3 homers and drove in 6 runs yesterday. Brewers beat Arizona 14-4. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durant.
The Cup Series sees its first repeat winner of the season. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
The NASCAR Cup Series saw its first repeat winner of the year as Hendrick Motorsports driver William Byron won the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas yesterday. Byron led a race-high 42 of the race's 68 laps en route to the victory, his 12th career win, and his first since the season-opening Daytona 500 in February. Behind Byron at the finish were Christopher Bell in second, Ty Gibbs in third, Alex Bowman fourth, and Tyler Reddick completed the top five. The race had just 2 caution flags, both for stage breaks, although there were several spins during the event, including Kyle Larson, who finished 18th. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
You're invited to the Easter Sunday Buffet this Sunday from 10:45 to 3:30 at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill in Durand, featuring the delicious roasted chicken, baked ham, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, candy carrots, and more, all for only $14.95. Reservations are appreciated. Call 672-8874. It's the Easter Sunday Buffet this Sunday from 10:45 to 3:30 at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill, downtown Durand.
Finding a constant water supply for livestock may be as simple as searching your property. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Tap into a spring seeping out of the ground as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Springs pop up wherever groundwater flows out of the Earth's surface. They typically occur along hillsides, low-lying areas, or at the base of slopes. Springs can be an excellent source of drinking water for livestock if they're developed and maintained properly. Noller Herbert is the Deputy Chief for Science and Technology with the Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says if you're considering tapping into a spring, it's important to take measurements and be sure that the rate of flow is reliable during all seasons of the year.
Do the measurement in the dry season, not in the wet season, because if you were to observe that over time and if it flows at a consistent rate, that would be reliable. So what people do is take measurements of the flow rate, the amount of water coming out of the seep. And over time, you'll have the data on how much water you're getting from that spring.
The flow rate can be tested with a 5-gallon bucket. Dig it into the slope of the spring and time how long it takes to fill the bucket. If the spring is proven to be a constant source, it's extremely important to have the water tested for contamination. Springs are highly susceptible since they're fed by groundwater traveling through different environmental conditions. Then, if the water is found safe, you can start collecting it.
You may want to collect right there on site, either through a pond or some sort of a collection box. Once you have a collection box, and if the spring is reliable, then you can pipe that water to either a storage tank or to a watering trough where the livestock can get to it.
Herbert says your local NRCS people can help you with this project. Learn more about tapping into a spring and how to collect the water at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt.
Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me."
Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
35 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with this market update. At the midday at the Mercantile Exchange, April milk up 13 to 1570, May up 10 to 1626, June up 19 to 1705, July down 2 at 1765. Cheese markets are higher. Barrels up a half to 143. 40-pound blocks up 3.5 to 142 and 3/4. 9 trade a barrel, 7 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 5.5 to 286 and a quarter. 9 trades. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 1.5 to 112 and a quarter. 7 trades. Dry weigh steady at 39.5. No trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher, or mostly lower rather, on the day between digesting what to do with last Friday's cattle on feed report and realizing packers were able to buy quite a few cattle with the time last week, late in the week. Traders have been slow to show the live cattle contracts much interest. Feeder cattle moving mostly mixed as well. The report did show greater placements, but up 10% was significant, and that's helping to pressure many of the contracts. Hog markets moving mostly higher. Pork cutout values are higher at the midday, but in order to consistently trade higher, traders will need to see more stable consumer demand this week. We also have the hogs and pigs report coming out late this week. April live cattle down $1.22 to $186.27. June down 85 cents to $182.05. August down $1.17 to $180.32. March feeder cattle still up 2 cents to $249.97. April down 20 cents to $251.30. May down 42 cents to $253.35. April hogs up 32 cents to $84.90. May up $1.35 to $91.75. June up $1.62 to $101.32. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets moving mostly lower as we wait for fresh news with some support for the market. There's still, though, some support from wheat and soybeans today. Soybeans mostly higher, oil leading the product complex higher on a big jump in crude oil markets as well. Weekly export inspections were within seasonal ranges. Wheat markets higher as trade talks about disruption to Russian exports over phytosanitary disputes, along with increased attacks on ports and refineries in the Black Sea region. May corn now down 1.5 to 437 and 3/4. July down 1.25 to 450 and 3/4. September down 1 to 460 and 3/4. New crop down 3/4 to 474.5. May beans up 14.25 to 1206 and 3/4. July up 13 to 1218.5. August up 12 to 1214 and 3/4. New crop up 9.5 to 1196.5. May soybean meal up $1.70 to $3.40.80. May soybean oil up $1.11 to $48.75. Now Chicago wheat now starting to move a bit lower on some profit taking resistance levels at the top of the trading range. Now starting to pressure prices. May wheat down 4 to 550 and 3/4. July down 2.5 to 567. May wheat in Minneapolis down 2 to 659. July down 1 to 664 and 3/4. Triple digit gains in the crude oil markets today. May crude oil up $1.33 to $81.96. June up $1.23 to $81.40. Meanwhile, April gas up 2 cents to 275. May also up 2 cents to 273. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Beef on dairy. You should select traits to optimize value. We'll explain coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Beef on Dairy, it's a profitable option for dairy farmers if they do it the correct way. That according to Blake Foraker, Washington State University Assistant Professor of Meat Science.
You're absolutely right. The producers need to be mindful, particularly here as we talk about low beef cow numbers. The supply of these calves from the dairy industry is as important now as it's ever been. We've got to get Beef on Dairy right at this time.
Foraker says traits are important when it comes to selecting animals.
If you're not selecting in this terminal crossbreeding system for the right kinds of traits that can optimize value in the beef supply chain, essentially what we've done is created just a black-hided Holstein that's really not any more profitable than its counterpart that we were producing 10 years ago when Beef on Dairy wasn't occurring on such a wide-scale basis.
So what traits should a producer be looking for?
There's lots of traits that are important here, and those specifically pertain to carcass muscularity and conformation. We understand that dairy does very positively contribute to the ever-important marbling traits that are so highly valued in the beef supply chain, but muscularity is no doubt deficient, and so that's something that producers should be mindful of. In addition to some other things, growth is obviously a really important one as well.
Feed efficiency, he says, is key.
Dairy animals haven't been bred for optimization in the beef supply chain, and so by and large, feed efficiency and average daily gain is generally poor from these dairy-influenced populations. However, we've got the data that demonstrates that when selected properly, Beef on Dairy calves can be just as efficient and gain just as well as conventional beef cattle when fed appropriately.
For dairy farmers that are interested in Beef on Dairy, Foraker says, you should find resources to help you guide you through the process. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment. With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board announced on Friday that Nicole Wagner has officially resigned from her role as executive director, effective immediately. The Wisconsin Corn Promotions Board would like to thank Wagner for her years of service to the corn growers in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Corn made great strides in her time with the organization. The Wisconsin Corn Promotions Board will be working on an interim plan and will lay out the timeline and details on a later date. Egg production in Wisconsin in February was 182 million eggs. That was up 9% from the previous February, according to USDA. The average number of all layers on hand in February was 7.49 million, up 6% from last year. Eggs per 100 layers for February was 2,430, up 3% from a year ago. Farm Rescue recently added Wisconsin to the list of states where it volunteers to help farmers in need. Tim Sullivan, Executive Director of Farm Rescue, talks about the organization and what it does to aid farmers.
Farm Rescue is a volunteer organization that covers 9 states now with the addition of Wisconsin. So we started in 2005 with a handful of volunteers and some leased equipment in central North Dakota. And that first year we helped 10 farmers. This last June, we had the honor of assisting our 1,000th family since our beginning.
Sullivan talks about the ways that Farm Rescue assists farmers in a time of crisis.
What we do in a nutshell is we are there to support farm and ranch families going through a crisis of either natural disaster of some kind where there's a storm or whatever. But mainly what we do is if there's an injury or an illness in the family, that's where we come in and support that family through planting assistance, harvesting, putting up hay, livestock feeding, and commodity hauling. We're there to protect their livelihood during that crisis.
Those big jobs, however, don't get done without a lot of volunteer help.
The work is done by the volunteer base, and we have over 650 volunteers in our registry on a normal year, which would be anywhere from 80 to 120 families served. We're probably utilizing 200 to 225 volunteers in a year. They come in groups, they come in single volunteers. We put them with a group, and they're either planting or haying or harvesting.
Farm Rescue will start putting harvest plans in place for Wisconsin after July 1st. Demand for soybean oil as a feedstock in the production of renewable diesel is rising as the U.S. aims to increase the adoption of cleaner burning fuels. Renewable diesel is the preferred replacement for traditional diesel, and U.S. production is predicted to increase sharply in the years ahead. To meet the growing demand for soybean oil, U.S. processors are ramping up their production capacity, expected to increase by 23% over the next 3 years. While processors have benefited from record-high profit margins in recent years, margins will likely moderate. A new report from Cobank says multiple years of record margins have left processors prepared to weather the inevitable margin downturn. However, overbuilding U.S. crush capacity combined with sustained levels of low processing margins could threaten the viability of the new high-cost plants. Agricultural loan demand increased in 2023, and agricultural lending by U.S. farm banks grew 6.7% to $110 billion. The American Bankers Association's annual Farm Bank Performance Report credits elevated production costs, commodity price volatility, and a return to pre-COVID levels of direct government payments. The ABA says farm banks continue to enjoy solid performance in 2023, with robust loan growth and historically low delinquency rates. Moving forward, the agricultural sector will continue to face challenges due to monetary policy actions targeting persistent inflation from the U.S. and reduced federal support, the ABA said in a news release. Despite the challenges, farm banks maintain strong asset quality and consistent growth in high-quality capital and remain well-positioned to continue to serve the needs of their customers and communities. The report also showed that farm banks are a major source of credit for small farmers. Last year, 98.1% of farm banks were profitable. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Expect a mix of rain and or snow throughout the day today as that storm system continues to move off to the northeast. Now, temperatures will remain on the cool side for the week. There are some chances for some rain or snow, but no additional big storm systems are expected later this week.
Cloudy throughout the day today, and we'll have chances of rain and or snow. Highs 40 to 45. Relative humidities at 80 to 85%. East winds at 12 to 17, gusting to 30. A half to three quarters of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and lows from 31 to 36. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Widespread half to three quarters of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, 90% chance of rain mixing with snow, sleet, and freezing rain. We'll have highs 35 to 40. Relative humidities at 66 to 71%. West winds at 15 to 20. 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 30 to 35. Thursday, sunshine, highs 35 to 40. Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. Saturday, partly sunny, another slight chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. And for Sunday, cloudy, highs once again 45 to 50.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Katie's sitting on a row front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parking the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something on her head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Her daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in and says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. And you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. My daddy said you wasn't worth a lick. When it came to brains, you got the short end of the stick. But he was wrong, and honey, you are too. Katie looks at Tommy like I still look at you. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. What's meant to be.
Been going round
round and round all day, baling some hay and stacking it all up. Can't wait for the sun to go down, roll into town. Shine the old truck up, swing by the quick stop, grab a little shiner box, then ease on out your way to your place around 8 o'clock. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Find your pretty little cell phone over, get a little closer, turn up the radio. Put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. I hope you're wearing those frayed out cutoffs. Makes me wanna get lost out in the moonlight. Drop the tailgate down on a turn row, watch the corn grow. Baby, that's a good night. Anyone from the heartland is gonna understand what I'm talking about right now. Ain't no doubt we got a game plan. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Find your pretty little cell phone over, get a little closer, turn up the radio. Put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Find your pretty little cell phone over and get a little closer. You can play my radio. Put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. Take a little ride with you. I wanna take a little ride with you.
We got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Pulled in the driveway, picked up the paper, found my key. And unlock the door. I walked in, felt like a stranger, like I'd never been there before. And as I wandered room to room, it was silent as a tomb. Could have heard a teardrop. Heard a heartbreak, never saw the flood come, even though I felt the rain. Never heard a howl sound so loud with memories. Where there used to be a happy home, in the house on the corner of a lonely and gone. She talked about leaving, I wasn't listening. If she showed me a sign, well, I never saw. Did she stop believing? Did I stop giving? Ain't putting my finger on what went wrong. Now the quietest noise I'm told, the sound of letting go. Could have heard a teardrop, could have heard a heartbreak,
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Girl, but before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Well, the truth, yeah, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Girl, but before I get to going, I got to say, there was a time, oh woman, when you used to shake it for me. But now, all you do is just treat me cold. Ain't gonna take it no more, gonna walk out the door. Lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. No good no more, 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 more. Lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Yeah, yeah,
right.